This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Russian ship sinks. It's Easter, and oh yeah, your taxes also on the heels of Easter will be due, bouncing into next week. And holiday travel is back with a vengeance. Long lines, big waits. Delta says it's hitting historic levels with demand for people who want flights. As I just flew back, as you know, having done the show in California, I can testify that there were lots of people on the planes. Here's the trick. Fly late in the day if you can, if you're coming back from somewhere, if you don't have a connecting flight, because usually the later flights are not as crowded, usually, because mine was actually delayed a bit in coming in from somewhere else. So I had a few snags, but nothing totally, totally horrific, especially due to all the weather that was in the country, in the Midwest and in the Southwest, with the hailstorms and tornadoes that can affect travel big time. Kate Delaney is my name. If you are listening to the show for the first time, thank you. And if you've been with us for a long time, thank you. Thank you as well. Let's jump to the Russian warship. So if I tell you that in the Black Sea, one of the big pieces of Russia's Navy, boom, has sunk to the bottom, what would you think? You'd think, well, the Ukrainian forces did that, right? Didn't they attack it? And that's what they're claiming, that they did have a missile that hit it. 500 crew members aboard were evacuated in time. The Moskva is the name of the ship. It is the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, a guided missile cruiser that was, the Ukrainians say, a target in defiance in the opening days of the war. But it's done. It's gone. It's heavily damaged, and it sank. So the loss of the warship for Russia has to be devastating, symbolic, if nothing else, as troops are regrouping for a new offensive in eastern Ukraine after retreating from a lot of the north, including the capital, Kyiv, which is what I think Putin thought he was going to get in there and get Kyiv right away and get rid of Zelensky, the president, but that didn't happen. So in his nightly video address, President Zelensky alluded to sinking the ship. He told Ukrainians they should be proud of having survived 50 days, it's been, under attack when the Russians gave us a maximum of 5, which he is right. I don't believe that Putin thought that it would take more than a week, and certainly it's been much different than it appeared to be for Russia as they were surrounding the Ukraine and then went in and it didn't happen. The Russian Defense Ministry said the ship sank in a storm while being towed to a port. Russia said the flames in the ship, which would typically have had a lot of soldiers on board, forced the entire crew to evacuate, and they said that the fire had been contained. Now, this ship had the capacity to carry 16 long-range cruise missiles, so its removal does reduce Russia's firepower in the Black Sea, and that has to be very embarrassing for Vladimir Putin. I'm sure he was not happy to get that news at all. And the same old thing is happening as Mariupol has been the scene of some of the war's worst suffering. Dwindling numbers of Ukrainian defenders, they're holding out against a siege that has trapped 100,000 people in desperate, desperate need of food, water, and heating. So that situation, people are starving to death. That situation is still probably the toughest for the Ukrainians. And it's critical for Russia because it's going to allow their forces in the south where they can move freely into a couple of different areas. This war continues, and we'll be talking about it, I think, for a much longer time, but 50 days, wow, I cannot believe 50 days have come and gone just like that. Boom. I mean, that's how quickly things happen, right? So then we look at the fact that I'm going to lighten the load here. Easter is that time of year where of the holiest of holy weeks for Christians, of course, across the world and here in the United States. Very, very big deal. And there is also the commercial side to it. So there's church and family and whatnot wrapped into some of the celebrations. And then there is Cadbury Easter cream eggs and Reese's peanut butter eggs and Hershey's milk chocolate kisses and the Peeps, the famous Peeps yellow marshmallow chicks. Who could forget those? And the Lindt milk chocolate bunny. These are among the 10 favorites of Americans. All of those things that I just mentioned are on your list. And jelly beans. People like jelly beans, especially during Easter. And what happens is there is a two-week period leading up to and ending on Easter where sales just really, really ratchet up because there are kids to get chocolate for, and there are adults who want their own chocolate, too. Right? Marshmallows. I don't get the marshmallow chicks, though. If you give me jelly beans versus marshmallow chicks, I'm going to take the jelly beans all the time. Call me crazy. I'll take the jelly beans over the chicks. Maybe that's because the marshmallows that I like, and maybe some of you are the same way, are on the end of a stick when I'm at a fire and I'm melting the marshmallow. So to me, marshmallows in general wouldn't be something that I would reach for, but I'm not trying to hit the candy anyway. So there you go. But happy Easter. Happy, happy Easter to all of you celebrating this holiday. Not celebrating if you are thinking of getting a home. Mortgage rates have hit 5% for the first time since 2011. I've been talking about it a little bit this week, throughout the week, as I was out in California. I was talking to people about what was happening in that real estate market. But the monthly cost of buying a typical home has surged more than a third over the past year. That's what it means in most cases. So interest on the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate climbed from 4.72% a week ago to this highest level, like I said, 5%. These are statistics, obviously, that are out there. Freddie Mac reported them, etc. So this is the fastest three-month increase since 1987. And it's made the housing market ground zero for the Fed's effort to tame inflation. So home buyers that were already facing surging prices are now contending with this increase in financing expenses, you know, in the financing expenses. So that would further push up those monthly payments, which is interesting because if I'll just give you these simple, simple numbers. A year ago, buying the median American home at what the rates were would mean a monthly mortgage bill of about $1,223. This is after a 20% down payment, right? I got that from realtor.com, by the way. And now a purchase would require a monthly payment of nearly $1,700. That's a 30% increase. 30% increase. So you look at inflation elsewhere in the economy, and most Americans who buy a home are making probably the biggest purchase of their lives. So hopeful homeowners are paying more up front to try to step around those higher rates. Like, how much can they put down and then combat whatever that interest rate is? But this is the effort to cool off what's happening in the housing market and also to try to stave off inflation, if it works. Man Cave next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Lazy boy chairs. Doesn't that sound good? Little popcorn, little hanging out, talking about what's going to go on in the draft. The draft starts on Thursday, April 28th. How did it all of a sudden arrive at our doorstep? So there are a lot of deals that are being made by several NFL teams, and then there's the look ahead as to what the strategy will be for so many of the teams across the league, obviously, and what they could perhaps pick up and what they're looking for. And this is that shopping around kind of year. So the off season to me is intriguing because of the extensions, the decisions. Like, for example, Derek Carr agreed to a 3-year, $121.5 million extension with the Las Vegas Raiders. You think of how well the Raiders did last season. And at this point, there's a no-trade clause, apparently, supposedly. It runs through the 2025 season, and Carr has said that he'll be with the Raiders four more years, and he's got the new regime to contend with, the new general manager and the new coach, Josh McDaniels. And some people have floated the idea that, you know, they might want somebody new at quarterback. But I guess they kept watching tape of him, especially last year was that incredible year for him. So at 31, there's much more left in the tank. And I like that. I like what Carr said to his agent. He said to his agent, I'm either going to be a Raider or I'm going to be playing golf. I don't want to play anywhere else. That's how I feel about this place. So it's either one or the other. And he came off a season that was a career best for him. 4,800 plus passing yards, 23 touchdowns. He did get sacked 40 times, thanks partially to the offensive line. 14 interceptions. The Raiders went 10-7. They played in the postseason for the second time since 2002, despite some of the nonsense that they had to deal with, because there were some rough things that happened with the Raiders, especially the resignation of Coach John Gruden. But Las Vegas lost in the wild card round at the eventual AFC champions, the Cincinnati Bengals. But they look good. I mean, it was exciting to watch them play. It was edge of your seat kind of stuff. So the Raiders also signed four-time Pro Bowl rusher Chandler Jones to a three-year deal. That's like in the $52 million range. And this is the kind of stuff that you're going to see with all teams, which I can't sit in the man cave and just rattle off all of this. But this is, like I said, across the board, what we will be hearing about, seeing about, especially the next couple of weeks for sure. You know, XFL is back, right? Is anybody talking about the XFL? Well, we are here in the man cave. And they finalized the hiring of all eight coaches for their 2023 return to the field. Yes. And the list includes some former NFL head coaches, Wade Phillips, Jim Haslett, Bob Stoops, the Sooners, former coach. So NFL players, too. Terrell Buckley, Hines Ward, Rod Woodson, Reggie Barlow, that's just to name a few. And the league hasn't announced whether it's going to play in local markets. That's what they did in 2001 and 2020. Or if they're going to operate from one location. But it's intriguing how they're kind of leaking out a few things here and there. But they're going to, this is all happening while the rival league, the USFL, will make their debut, or its debut, Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama, where it's staging most of the 2022 season. And they've done some interesting things. I don't know, do any of these other leagues really work? If you're hungry for football and it's intriguing enough, the answer is, I don't know, maybe. Just something else to add to what you want to watch and see, and especially if there are former NFLers involved in it. All right, this is just kind of an intriguing sidebar thing. You know, people pay crazy amounts of money for stuff, for historic things, for baseballs, for bats, for any kind of the equipment, for basketballs that are used in historic moments, and footballs, of course. So there was an agreement reached to nullify the $518,000 sale for Tom Brady's final touchdown ball. So it was used in the final touchdown pass of the what would have been the retired Tom Brady's final touchdown pass. But he returned 40 days after he first announced his retirement in late January. So there was an auction. No money was exchanged, so the agreement was nullified. So that was some money that was going to be paid for his final touchdown pass. Somebody was willing to pony that up, right? I guess they're going to sell it privately through Leland's. But what a unique situation. One of the most unique, I think, that they've ever encountered, I would say. And we've talked to the Leland's people before, but Mike Hefner's president and a partner there said the original buyer pulled out and the person who has it, the consignor, will sell it, like I said. And when it comes to sports memorabilia, this isn't the end of the book yet for Tom Brady. But that ball was going to be valuable. It's going to be worth something. It's a piece of history. And that piece of history is now a different kind of history. Will anyone pay for that ball? Will anyone pay for, the almost retired Tom Brady football, but not quite, because he changed his mind. All right, a couple of quick baseball notes, too. You know, we talked about the collective bargaining agreement, and I've had a couple of people ask me, what do I think of the salaries? And I saw a study that just was released that showed that the average salary in the majors bounced back to $4.4 million on opening day. So there have been a whole bunch of, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago, whole bunch of free agent signings before and after the 99-day lockout. New York Mets pitcher Max Scherzer set a record at $43.3 million. That was previously topped, or previously was the high water mark, was Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer, $38 million. So he earns, this is, to put it in perspective, he earns more than all the current players on the Baltimore Orioles combined. Wow. Good for him. Pitching. Pitching is the thing. And he is a very good pitcher, obviously. So there are other things and nuances as far as who gets paid what in this new contract. But there was even a $50 million bonus pool that was added for lower salary players who aren't eligible for arbitration. The Dodgers, by the way, topped the majors at nearly $285 million, up $241 million at the start of last season. Then you go to the Mets, they're second, and the Yankees. So the usual suspects that you would expect. The lower payrolls, Baltimore, $58 million. I mentioned Baltimore. Cleveland, $60 million. Pittsburgh, $62 million. Miami, just under $80 million. Wow. So then again, compare that to the list of what some of the players are getting paid, right? And then look at what the average player is getting paid. I love it that there is a, kind of one of those funds for some that would need it when you don't have arbitration, because that makes a very, 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 very big difference. All right, and quickly this one, because, you know, you may be in a stadium and things happen. There are three separate lawsuits that were filed earlier this week claiming excessive violence by Dodger Stadium security people toward the team's fans during the 2021 season. And one of the things listed, or a couple of things listed, assault, battery, false imprisonment, violation of civil rights, emotional distress. The suit was filed in an L.A. Superior Court on Tuesday by the same law firm that was looking for $17 million in damages for allegations of racial profiling and excessive force in October 2019. The Dodgers have not commented about this at all, because, of course, they're not going to comment about any pending legislation. The L.A.-based attorney Pete DiDonatio alleged in a follow-up news release, though, that Dodger Stadium security insisted that a fan get out of his vehicle after a game on August 17th and attacked him, they say, without reason or provocation, which had caused injuries to his face, his eyes, leg. Well, if they have all of that, and then allegedly the stadium security also attacked a woman, injuries to her as well. So we'll see how this all plays out, or if it's settled before it even gets to court. Stay with us.
7 million
Yay,
children suffer from
you.
Asthma, more than any other chronic disease.
Have
Most
a great
asthma attacks
Saturday
are caused
show.
By allergic reactions to allergens,
All
including
right.
those left behind by cockroaches
cool.
and mice.
Feel
in
good,
fact,
and I'll
82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and
Thanks,
cockroaches
man.
Are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine is claiming it sank a key Russian warship in a missile attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the Pentagon can't confirm it.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered a blow, an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all of their sailors.
Russian media is claiming that a mysterious fire on board caused the incident and that the ship sank while it was being towed back to port. Frank James, the man arrested for shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train last Tuesday, will stay in federal custody after a short court appearance. James did not enter a plea and was ordered held on a permanent order of detention. Federal prosecutors wanted James to stay in jail pending trial, according to a letter to Judge Roanne Mann. This is USA Radio News. There's a brand new law banning abortions in Florida.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday signed into law a bill that bans all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation allows abortions past 15 weeks in cases of medical emergency or if there's a fatal fetal abnormality. In such cases, abortions must be reported to the state along with information on why the procedure was provided.
The Republican National Committee voted unanimously to not participate in any future presidential debates hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The RNC accused the Commission of bias, saying in a statement that it would look elsewhere for debate platforms in future elections. They say the vote was the result of a year-long process, and all-party presidential candidates will be required to sign a document ensuring they will only appear at party-sanctioned primary and general election debates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Georgi Spro joins us, and he's written, an incredibly valuable book, Investing Best and Simple Steps, Wise and Simple Steps to Increase Financial Wealth. Who does not want that, and who does not need that now? Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for bringing me in, Kate. This is wonderful. I really feel actually blessed and honored to give my time to everybody as well, to bring my experience and personal experience to talk about this book, this wonderful book that I put together within the span of really a few months last year when COVID was going around.
Yeah, and it is an important book, and as you said, COVID was going around, so now more than ever, it's so important. And is that what led you to do this, that you had some time and you thought this is just going to be invaluable?
Yeah, this is what really motivated me to do, is to write a book and to really bring about, really, actually, just the highlights of what I had discussed in the book, like examples of financial literacy, investments, to give consumers the benefit of the doubt. Okay, with this book, it's the most simplest written book that anyone can read. It takes no more than 30 minutes to have a look at it. And basically, it really just delves down into the principles, basic things that people do every day when it comes to consumer finance or making priorities, time management, organization skills, rising above issues, and, okay, no primary reasons of money. You know, why is it important to spend money? Why is it important to save money? And most people think that stocks and investing are scandals at all, taking educated cons into the wrong investments. With this book, this tells you just the foundations and basic understanding that anyone can do it.
Yes, and So yeah,
anyone.
And I love that. That's exactly what I would have described it as. So Diori, tell us a couple of, we're not going to tell them everything because you got to go and get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but give us a couple of slices of it. What are some things that people can do right now that they're probably not doing that are listening to this?
Right now they can talk to a local investor, broker. They can actually buy the book, one thing. First, buy the book.
Of course,
Buy the book, read the book. Think about, okay, how, you know, they would take action. Buy the book, read the book, and open up sources, you know, bank accounts. Start about consolidating your debts, right? For example, David talks about consuming finances, getting rid of debts. Dave Rubenshaw talks about that. And then you have many successful investors that explain those details to just simply invest for yourself, putting money into your investments. When the money, let's say, for example, when everyone earns a living wage, so is it rather best to, after reading the book, you know, I talk about one of the principles, crafting your portfolio like a toolbox, right? Everyone has a toolbox to manage. So you can manage that toolbox by putting money into that investment toolbox. People can easily do it within today, like 30 seconds. They can easily just open an account to invest in accounts like Robinhood, TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, that's good advice. They can do it right now as they're listening. What do you think the biggest mistake is that people make?
Almost nothing. Another biggest mistake that people make is also really a lack of awareness. People aren't aware about exactly why they're spending so much money when they don't have to for unwanted, you know, reasons, right? And also, the debt consolidation, but also the biggest mistake is just the lack of literacy that people have been educated properly in our schools, right? We're practically taught about math, money, compound interest. That's one of the biggest mistakes. And so basically, they can become a helping lesson to rebound from that. It's a similar biggest mistake that I made for myself. What helped me to realize is, okay, I've had to want to rebound from that mistake. It's kind of to, you know, personal debt. Or I've accumulated unwanted debt, which I've rebounded from that. And that's what really kept me going. It's that, like the fear of not wanting to be below zero. It's basically taking action to address the most needed concerns. Is financial literacy is one thing. To address financial literacy, go. I tell people, current friends with coworkers I know of, I tell them to basically go out of your way to start studying about finance. I say, start studying, you gotta actually find a book. You gotta read about it.
Yeah, and that's the first step. I mean, you gotta read about it. Knowledge is power, and I love Diori that said that what is such a big problem is we don't get this in school. This should be something that we're taught when we're kids, and then we wouldn't get into some of, I think, the problems that we get into.
Yeah, and sure, for sure. That's definitely, you know, some of the problems that, you know, most of us are guilty of. You know, we've created the problems because we didn't know how to teach ourselves about money. And that's why we got into what we recently got into. You know, banks who have lost money, or banks who have filed for bankruptcy during the 2008 crisis. So, and again, financial education is so important, and there are so many successful people that have educated about financial literacy and why it's so very imperative that, okay, with this book that I've written down, it's as simple as clear and cut and dry that anyone can do it, because this is one of the number one lessons I learned from Warren Buffett, and I credit his technology applications to invest in these. Have at least two sources of income, because you never know when the rainy days come.
Yeah, so true. Two sources of income. And you're right, Buffett does talk about that, no question about it. What do you hope people take away from reading Investing Best in Simple Steps, Wise in Simple Steps to Increase Financial Wealth?
I hope that they can stay proactive. I hope they can be more productive. They can understand. They can come to a sense of understanding that, all right, this is a simple book to hold on to. This money is important. It is something that is worth talking about in the conversation. And also understand that people want to also keep money. You know, the money that they earn on their wage or hourly wage or salary is that to know how to maintain. And by having money, it's the way to maintain is to not necessarily ways of living within your means, but also finding proactive methods that will help you grow the money, whether it's through 401k, whether it's through basically your private or organized investments, ETFs, bonds. Today's ongoing partnerships in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as well. So,
yeah,
it will open up a lot of avenues.
Right, and I love how you said that. It is the key is to growing the money, too.
Right. Yeah. Financial security. You know, that's another big factor I've learned in some of the investment success books from Benjamin Graham, intelligent investor. He talked about financial security, why it's so basically important to have that security in the long run, whether it's through retirement stage or within ongoing situations where one person is still in the career. Like, for example, I'm actually in the career of biopharma sector, and so I have basically personal funds being diversified and put into one of my 401k program funding to ensure that there's financial security in the long run. And their company's employment stock program that they offer every newly hired employees to take advantage of, because that way they know that they have financial security in the long run, for the long term.
Yeah, and having financial security, I mean, this brings it all back up and sums it up that, you know, when you have financial security, there's nothing like that peace when you walk the face of the earth and you're not worried, right?
Right. Yeah. There's nothing like that peace of security, the peace of mind where you can walk outside and basically know that you're financially secure and you've worked hard. One person who has put a lot of their time proactively, right? You know, it took faith, it took guts to put the amount of work that, you know, enables everyone to want more. If you want more, you gotta work, put it in the work that you have. You have it.
Yeah, so well said. Perfect place to end this. What you have to do is do what Georgi said. You've got to go and get the book, and then you can pick it up at any place, and you can carry it around with you. Investing Best in Simple Steps, Wise in Simple Steps to Increase Financial Wealth, and that's what will make you feel so peaceful. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Katie, for having me. I appreciate it.
Great job. Great job.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Alexander Antey is with us. He is from London, but it's interesting. He originally is from West Africa, Nigeria, and boy, he's been in London for 40 years, and he really has delved into looking at Jesus and looking at what's happening in the world. And in his books, Jesus, the Word of Jesus, Jesus, His Words and Deeds. Alex, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
So tell me, we'd be remiss not to say this. What was your journey from West Africa to the UK like?
It was a very interesting journey because I came to this country as a teenager. Someone who was under, I was 17 and a half or thereabouts, and a lot of expectations because I was coming to study. And at the time, my generation, the time then was, if you are out of the country, we had good universities, but if you have a special privilege to be sponsored or given scholarship to study abroad, it was an exciting, you know, adventure, additional to your learning journey. So I came to originally not even London, but in Manchester, which is up north of England. Does that answer?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yes. I was sitting here processing that, and for everybody listening, I think the journey that we have in our lives, especially leaving one country, then coming into another, and blossoming mm-hmm. into a man, an adult, and then what you've seen. So, and I think this goes to what you believe and why you've written these books. What was the reason that you wrote the books? What drove you to write the books?
Right. while doing my O-levels, in fact, going to school, I loved the story of Jesus Christ, because I went to a mission school where a lot of American Peace Corps, British, Canadian, a lot of people from different parts of the world actually came there to for a mission field as Methodists. And so when we go to church, the stories of Jesus Christ that I was hearing, and then later I'm privileged to read the actual book that gives me direct source, I was fascinated and I became very, very glued to it. It's still part of my diet today, that I would read it every day. It's so inspiring. So another thing that inspired me, because of the constant reading, I had this divine compulsion to let my story be told to others, to learn from it. For example, you can't keep good news in your heart as closed shop. You will let it out. This is why when people celebrate, they do anything good and they are given award, they celebrate it. So, thirdly, part of that journey and also my faith as a Christian make me to understand that this good news that I have, others should also benefit as well. I know there are millions around who are Christians. Some are shy in evangelism or telling others about who Jesus Christ is and what Christian faith is about. So, because of this, and of course, if I say this, not many, the non-believers may not understand, but you can get inspiration from the source. The author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit, who inspired people, right, like Moses, all the way to the prophets, and then even to Paul, who is very famous and popular in the scripture arena, who were inspired to write what God had given to them. Every individual human being has been given different gifts. And I see it, for example, the talent that you have. Most of us don't identify what our talents are until maybe by accident others learn through experience in life and discover that the talent is something that you were born with. You don't learn it, and you can't copy it. It's natural with you. And how do you identify it? You identify it by anything you do very, very with small effort, you excel. You do it with passion. You are self-motivated. And so, studying and reading the Bible and telling others, I found it just natural with me in my own life, giving the testimony. So, and then of course, the central theme of the scripture, 66 books in the Bible, central theme, whether Old or New Testament, or what people divide the Bible into that too, is Jesus Christ. So why Jesus Christ? When there are characters like David, Moses, and Isaiah, Micah, so many other people, and even the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's totally, you're right. You're looking at the 66 books. So what do you hope people take away from reading your books? Which, by the way, all of them that I mentioned, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And we're speaking with Alex and Tei, and he is in London. So what do you hope people take away from reading any of the books?
Principally, two things. After reading this book, I expect the reader to take away the name and the character Jesus Christ. That every, especially in the Western world, every December 25th, they celebrate and people look at more of the presents and everything there. but more philosophically, your real life, your real person is the spirit in you. And they should be examining themselves, asking those questions. Why am I here in the first place? Why was I born? What is it? What is life about? And what Jesus Christ gives to us is life. The life that is eternal, not life that is just only 120 years. But that is if you are fortunate to live that far. But there is life after death. Because of the confusion that is going on in the world, there are different Christian denominations. Especially if you can read and write. After reading this book, you should be, you go challenge yourself and pick up a Bible. Even if you are in a hotel, listening now, or wherever you are, there is a Gideon's Bible, which you don't even buy. Even if you take it, they will not consider it stealing. So take it and just challenge yourself and begin to read even maybe the book of John in the New Testament. Because that book explains, or at least gives you opportunity to discover who Christ is, his deity, why he claims to be God, at the same time human being. There are things that cannot be explained except through the author of the Bible, which is the Holy Spirit that inspired people. So, taking that away also, why do we have evil side by side with good in the world? If God is real, why does he allow evil to be going on? In all this, Jesus Christ answered these questions and the other parts of the scripture. So, the takeaway is, the theme is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. That there is going to be repercussions of our activities, our actions, and the things we do today. We are going to give account at the end to the Creator. So, is it wrong for somebody to believe and take that risk, if you call it risk at all, and for the end is going to be good for you, or is it not to believe when you are not sure where you are going or what is going to happen to you? So, it's one of positive news. Good news is about life. It's about Jesus Christ. That is not, Jesus Christ loves everyone. No matter who you are, his grace, God's grace extends to all. So, that is the message. It's about the uniqueness of this central figure called Jesus Christ. And it's about faith and salvation that will lead you to a perfect tranquility even when this life, physical life is gone.
I love it. That's a perfect place to end this interview. You said it all. Alex and Tayi, again, the books, Jesus, the Word of Jesus, Jesus, His Words and Deeds. Perfect time for this conversation. There's no question about it. Alex, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.